Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Scott Arno back on the show. Scott is, he is the security advocate. He's the guy we turn to on a regular basis to help us with understanding what the threats that are out there for us and to keep our view of the bad guys who are coming after us. He's an attorney. He's also a CISSP, a Certified Information Systems Security Professional. Say that three times real fast. Probably not 100 of people like that in the world. He's, of course, he's a party of one. He's a very unique guy and one of the smartest people we know. Scott, welcome back.
Always great to be here. Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Scott. So one of the things we've reported on, mostly with you, I think, maybe with one other person, are some of the municipalities that are getting hit with ransomware. I mean, it's costing some of these places hundreds of thousands of dollars to get their networks back. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, ransomware has actually been around for several years. I know I've been talking about it in presentations since at least 2011.
Yep.
And it started off with just going after individual computers, like just your computer or my computer. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the folks behind it had the bright idea a few years ago to start going after organizations. They started with hospitals. And they've moved on there from a lot of different businesses, and most recently, municipalities, because they realize they're soft targets who have money. So in the past year, the number of reported attacks, at least the known ones, two-thirds of them have been against cities. Now, one thing that came out in news last year was that Atlanta got hit, and they refused to pay a ransom of $52,000.
Wow.
The problem is it also then came out in the news that it cost them $2.6 million to actually restore their systems.
Huh.
So with this in mind, a lot of municipalities are panicking, we'll pay. And, of course, that news gets out, which then encourages the ransomware bad guys basically to keep doing it over and over again.
They were smart early on, weren't they? They were smart early on. To have low ransoms to because it was just the principle of the thing, right? Before new people really knew what the threat was going to be, what the damage was going to be.
Well,
I mean, ransomware guys, they're not dummies. They're smart and they're very capable and they're very deliberate and very committed.
Oh yeah, I mean, originally it wouldn't be $300,000; it'd be like $300,
right?
But it would just be your computer, your friend's computer, just that. Like it encrypts your pictures, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But now they realize that they're hitting these larger systems. They're desperate to get back up and running. The police can't access anything. The DA's office can't access anything. The fire department can't get to its records. Their tax collection doesn't work. Whatever it is, they can't do it. And obviously, it's a big enough problem that these places panic and they pay off, which, of course, just leads to more. It becomes a self-reinforcing problem. And actually, insurance companies, in a strange way, are helping, too. Because typically what they do is they'll sell policies for ransomware insurance and they'll pay out the ransom.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the ransomware people know this and they go, oh, great, another source of money, yay.
Right.
So it's a big problem.
That's like the people who repair cars trying to cause car wrecks, right? So they get more business. It's the same thing. So what can we do about it?
Well, I mean, there are a few key things. The first thing, first and foremost, is backing up data, making sure that there's effectively another version of your stuff. What's really, really important is you have to do backups typically in a few different ways. For ransomware in particular, you want something that's not directly connected to your system.
Like in the cloud.
It could be in the cloud. It could be a physical backup that's plugged in and then unplugged from the system in a way. And typically the way backups work is it just doesn't do a general backup. It'll do backups by date. Because newer ransomware, they've gotten clever, they'll leave them on a system basically in a latent fashion for a time period. So let's say it sits on the system for 2 weeks spreading around. Theoretically, it'll get your backups.
It'll eventually get into your backup. But they can't get to the cloud. That's where my backup is.
Well, if it's sitting on your system and it's in there for 2 weeks quietly, it'll eventually get backed up to the cloud, too.
Are you saying Carbonite, they can infect my files in Carbonite?
Theoretically, the way Carbonite's a good company, the way they'll do it is they'll have dated backups. So let's say the actual infection happens today, but it actually kicks in around, say, December 27th.
Right.
Any backup between today and then will be an infected backup. But if they have the dated backups that are earlier, they can back up from yesterday.
So be when Carbonite comes to get it, they do it instantaneously, they would be pulling the infected stuff into my files there on their cloud.
Sure.
Wow. I didn't know that.
By nature, the idea.
What are we going to do? This is a problem. Hey, Scott, I got to take a quick break, folks.
Okay, no problem.
More to come on this. There's just too much to talk about, but you got to be careful. You can prevent these guys from getting there. Don't click. Don't open stuff you don't know about. They're good. They're getting better at it, but you got to be more vigilant and you got to train your people. 2010, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.